Welcome to HealthSpot, the place to get the latest advice concerning healthy living and also information about the latest at Brownfield Regional Medical Center. HealthSpot brings you one-on-one with our local health providers. Welcome to HealthSpot, brought to you by Brownfield Regional Medical Center. The opinions expressed on this show are for educational and informational purposes only and are not intended as a diagnosis, treatment, or as a substitute for professional medical advice. Please consult your physician or healthcare professional for your specific healthcare or medical needs or concerns.
Welcome to BRMC Health Spot. This is Amanda Richards, and I am here with Daniel Simmental, who is a diagnostic medical sonographer, and you're going to have to tell everybody what that is in just a minute, at BRMC, and we're glad you joined us today.
Thank you all for having me on. It's awesome.
It's a lot of fun to tell everything that y'all have going on.
It is. We recently got our software, our probe, to do 3D sonos. It shows more realistic features of the fetus, the baby, and the woman's belly, of course. We were lagging a little bit behind compared to other counties. Most counties had them except for us. And the previous director, Kayla Churchwell, had tried, but for some reason or another, we weren't able to get that software. And we finally got it the beginning of this month, and we did some training, and it's awesome.
That's exciting.
It really is. That you don't have to drive to Lubbock now, and you know, you can have it done here in Brownfield, so that's cool.
We're going to talk more about that in a little bit, but first let's get to know you. So you're a diagnostic medical sonographer, so you do ultrasounds.
Correct. We do ultrasounds, you know, of the liver, pancreas, kidneys, bladder, you name it, we do it. We used to do breasts, but since we don't have mammo capability here at the hospital, we no longer do them because you have to have a radiologist on site to do those.
Okay.
But for the most part, we do OBs, first trimester to third trimester, and it's pretty interesting. It's something I never thought I was going to do, but God had different plans, I guess.
Right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Brownfield?
Yes, I am. I've been working there at the hospital 11 and a half years, I believe. I started doing paperwork. I had come straight from the oil field. An awesome lady by the name of Margaret Davis, who was there for many years, took a chance on this kid from the oil field and took off from there. And then luckily, Kayla Churchwell became director. And one day she approached me and she said, how would you like to go to school for ultrasound tech? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. And I did it. I don't know how, but I did.
And that's a whole different world than the oil field.
It is. And, you know, it's like I tell people, it's not anything I did. I just had great people around me. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think you're that awesome because you're not. It's luckily I was surrounded by great, awesome people that opened doors for me and got me through school.
That is great.
So
you went to South Plains?
No, Midland College is the only college around here that has that program.
Really?
Yes. The next closest is, I believe, Dallas and El Paso.
Wow.
And for some reason, out of 12 of us, I got selected into the program. And
I
could not believe it. I was like, no way. But, yeah, out of 12 people, they select them every other year, and you do 2 years.
And okay.
You graduate. And
so then at that point, you were able to do all the ultrasounds, but needed training on the 3D? Is that how that works?
Yes. Once you graduate, you know, you go in there. Little small hospitals like us, we don't have another set of eyes to back us up, so you get thrown into the fire. That's what's good about little hospitals is you get thrown into the fire and you learn. And we were able to do all those. We just needed the software. And about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, we got a brand new GE machine up to date with everything.
Nice.
And the old one was like dinosaur age, so we weren't able to do any of that. And so we got this new machine and it had the capability. We just needed to upgrade the software to it. And we finally did.
Okay. That's awesome. So now, people can get their 3D ultrasound. So when usually, that was not always a thing with my kids. It's a little newer technology than some, and the picture's even better than it.
Yes, it's, you know, with gender reveal parties, of course, when I had my kids, that wasn't even heard
right?
of. Right. And so 3D has really taken off. You have these little shops in Lubbock that do them, that do 3D. And some hospitals, small hospitals, were losing revenue. So what they're doing is offering these packages also.
Okay.
But you have to be careful because some of those little shops are doing it for the revenue, just revenue. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of risk involved. You don't want to scan the baby too much. You know, the probes do produce some heat, and the heat can kill some cells. We don't know which cells, but they do kill some cells. And so you don't want to overscan the baby. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the problem is with these little shops in Lubbock, is they don't really pay that much attention to that, to where us in the medical field pay a little bit more attention to that.
Well, and those are also great diagnostic tools. If there is an issue and you want to be, I mean, you know how to get all the readings that you would need to be able to send that on to a doctor if there were.
What's so neat about ultrasound is you're actually telling the doctor what you've seen, and then they interpret what you tell them. So you got, it's basically on you. Say, hey, there's, everything looks great, or there's something wrong. That's what the neat thing about ultrasound is. You're the set of eyes for the doctors, and you give them the report, and they go off of your report. And it's actually live. It's not just taking a picture. You're taking pictures, but it's live.
Right.
It's live, and other modalities don't do that. So that's what's neat about ultrasound.
That is cool. Is there a particular time in the pregnancy that they recommend doing the 3D? Or?
Yes, 25 to 30 weeks is a time frame they recommend. Unfortunately, some babies don't cooperate. You know, and some patients may get upset saying, hey, what's going on here?
We have a gender reveal party you scheduled.
But it's not up to us.
Right.
It's up to the baby. The baby controls everything. And then you have to have the right amount of amniotic fluid to get you know, those pictures they show you on the pamphlet. So it can be a little bit tricky, a little time consuming. But so there's going to be some times where we don't get that perfect picture. We can't get that picture. And that's just part of it, unfortunately.
Yeah. But. Well, they're children. They're not always cooperative.
No, they start early.
Yes. So how exactly does that work? Because I know that you don't necessarily have to have, you know, you do ultrasounds not just for Dr. Tedford's patients. You do others, right?
Correct. We can do just about any ultrasound besides breast. All you have to do is if your doctor's in Lubbock or any other town, say, hey, fax the order into the business office. We'll get you scheduled. That way you don't have that inconvenience of having to go out of town. You can use our facilities. We have the latest technology, just like everyone else does, those big hospitals. We actually have what we call the Trophon. It's a disinfectant for our probes that we use in ultrasound, and we're actually the first ones in this area to get that. And then UMC is looking into buying one, and Covenant, but we're actually the very first ones to have that product.
Cool.
Yeah, and so that was pretty cool. So, yeah,
help keep you safer.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna find out a little bit more about that process, a little bit more about some of the options that Brownfield has that some people may not know about.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
Brownfield Regional Medical Center is here for you. The hospital's dedicated employees take pride in providing area citizens with high-quality healthcare services with state-of-the-art technology. Brownfield Regional Medical Center is here to help you with all your healthcare needs. Inpatient, outpatient, home health care, a physician clinic, a wellness center and health club, and emergency medical services. Trust Brownfield Regional Medical Center, hometown professionals caring for your family's health care needs.
Did you know that Adventure Marketing is not only the best stop for your marketing needs, it also can supply your business or group with t-shirts, caps, and apparel. We work with dozens of manufacturers to find the right product to deliver your message. Choose from thousands of items in quantities from 1 to a million. Call Adventure Marketing today at 806-637-0030 and let us help you promote your business.
Brownfield Regional Medical Center's home health care staff provides skilled nursing services and physical, occupational, and speech therapy to qualified patients who are homebound. Home health services, including IV therapy, wound care, and diabetic, respiratory, and cardiac management, are available to residents in a 7-county area. There's a medical social worker and a dietitian on staff to help you. Healthcare recipients have the option of which home health agency to use. Choose Brownfield Regional Medical Center. Hometown professionals caring for your family's healthcare needs. Your healthcare facility for Terry County and the surrounding area is Brownfield Regional Medical Center. We are proud to deliver friendly, quality inpatient and outpatient healthcare services, including home health care, a physician clinic for your family's healthcare needs, a wellness center and health club, and emergency medical services. Trust Brownfield Regional Medical Center, hometown professionals caring for your family's healthcare needs.
Welcome back. We're here with Daniel Simmental, the Diagnostic Medical Sonographer from BRMC, talking about the new 3D capabilities at the hospital and what that looks like and how to get in, how to get scheduled. How long of a wait are we looking at?
We're still kind of tinkering with that a little bit because it is going to be private pay. Insurances do not pay for it. So it's going to be out of pocket. We're looking at three different packages. I believe one is, the first one is $60, and you get two pictures. We scan the baby for 10, 20 minutes. And then I believe the next one is $90, and you get about 30 minutes, three or four pictures. And then we have a package that's, I believe, $160. We scan a little bit longer, and then you get a lot more pictures. I may be wrong on those prices, but we are going to have a pamphlet out that will give you all those details on prices. And we also have a little teddy bear. It's $35. We record the baby's heartbeat, and then we put a thumb drive and load it onto the teddy bear
so you can
always have that. And that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3D, what 3D is just that realistic look that 2D doesn't give you. The more features, you know, the little nails, fingers, that the 2D won't give you. And then what they call 4D is the live setting of the 3D. It shows the baby in action, moving and everything.
Wow.
And we'll be able to give CDs out with that, showing the motion and everything like that. So I'm really excited.
That's super cool.
We're going to be a little bit busier also because La Mesa, from what we've understood, closed down their OB department. So we're starting to see some people from over there coming in to our facility, which is good. We'll take them all
right.
Day. We're not going to complain.
Right.
So
keep the hospital busy.
We're still, like I said, tinkering with the schedule, trying to figure out, you know, what days we can do them, what days we're not going to do them. Because if you go in with your private insurance, we can't do that on the same day that we do your 3D, because it's, you know, private pay versus commercial or whatever type of insurance you have. So we're going to have to do them on separate days.
Okay. But those need to be scheduled ahead of time, and they do that by going through the business office with their doctor's
right.
order.
So what the doctor will do is give them two separate orders. They'll go register in the business office, and then from there, the business office sends them to the radiology department. And then from there, we'll schedule them, depending on when they're going to go back and see the doctor.
Okay. So, that's a good deal.
It is.
And there's lots of other services at the Brownfield Hospital that people can take advantage of with a simple doctor's order, such as labs.
We just got a new x-ray machine. Couple 2 years ago, maybe.
I don't even think it was that long, because I think I've seen Your new, the one that's real fast.
Yes.
Real fast.
And I mean, it's digital. There's not too many small facilities that have the digital capabilities that we do. We got a new digital portable. So what that does is, say you go to a patient's room and they can't get up for some reason or another, we shoot the picture right there and then it pops up on a screen for the doctor.
Wow.
So he doesn't have to go to the department and look at it. It pops up right there and then. So if we need to reshoot something for some reason or another, it pops up instantly.
Saves a lot of time.
It does, and a lot of radiation that doesn't need to be, you know, repeated. Our CT machine, it's not that old either. 3 years maybe? I mean, I may be off on some of this, but we have some new technology. And it's a 16 slice, which bigger hospitals have 32, 64, but that's when you have, you know, you're doing specials, you're doing stuff like that. But, I mean, we can do it. You name it, and we can do it. We have an MRI company that comes in twice a week. So you don't have to go to Lubbock. You can stay here, use our facilities, support the town, our hospital. We have a tech that does vascular and echoes also 2 days. And so if your cardiologist is in Lubbock, all you have to do is tell them to send the order to us in Brownfield, and we can get it done here.
That's a good deal. If you're going to have tests and then wait for the doctor to read it, why would you take another trip to Lubbock? You can do that here.
Right, and we're much easier to get into. And you're getting the same services that you're getting in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. People think, well, it's Lubbock, we're getting better service. That's not necessarily true. We offer most of what they can, except what the big hospitals offer. But and we get a reading back quicker than what you would if you would go to Lubbock.
Yeah.
So
save some time, save some money.
And support us.
And support the hospital.
Yes.
Because it's very nice to be able to have that capabilities to do a lot of that stuff here.
It is. It is. And, you know, the elderly people, you know, the weather sometimes doesn't permit you to go to Lubbock and do those things. Just stay here and we'll get it done. And if we can't, we'll direct you in which way to go.
Well, and all this technology not only has helped the influx of, people coming in and having testing, but anytime there's something in the ER, now you have that digital.
Yes, we
portable
don't.
Portable one. I mean,
yeah,
that's a huge time saver.
It is. Before, we would have to go and put it into a scanner, and it would read it. And if the quality wasn't good, we would have to go
back
down there.
Down the hall.
And then shoot another one, come back. The cassettes would get stuck sometimes. As they get older, the machines, they get stuck. And it was a hassle. And then if you get a trauma, I mean, you can shoot all the exams you need quickly compared to the cassettes. And it's amazing technology.
Huge time saver.
Yes. And our sauna machine also is very small, compact, so we can go into patient's room and perform the exams there at bedside. That way they don't have to get up, or if they can't get up, we can perform them in the rooms.
That's awesome. I think some people are not aware of the changes and the new technology that's being brought in to make sure, and try to keep us up to date, as up to date as possible. And there's a lot of good change in things that are happening.
There is. And I think a lot of people who haven't met the new CEO, Jerry Jasper, he's an amazing guy. We're very lucky and blessed to have him there with us. And I think he's trying to promote, the new technologies. Let's get up to date on a bunch of that stuff. Not that we weren't before, but, we're adding some new things, Keep the business here. There's no reason the public should have to drive to Lubbock.
Right.
We should offer those services here in Brownfield.
I agree.
And we do.
Sleep studies are going on.
I don't know much about that because it's not.
Well, we did have them on the show, and that's another great opportunity to be able to take care of something
right. In
Brownfield and not have to get up and drive, wake up from your sleep study and have to drive home and then get ready for work. You're right here. And plus, the wait, I hear, in Lubbock was just horrible to get in for those.
It is. And the rooms look amazing. I do know that much.
Have you been down there testing out the beds?
Well, the mattresses, they told us the...
They said it was real soft.
Yeah. Nice. So it's pretty neat. You know, with Echoes too, there's a long wait in Lubbock.
Really?
The Heart Hospital cardiologist of Lubbock. I know there's a long wait, and here you don't have to wait. We can get you done that same week, or it may be the following week. But I know they can be 3 weeks, a month, you know, behind when you can come here and get it done that same week.
That's a little crazy to me, considering we're talking about major vessel supplies.
Yes,
you know?
And that's what people don't understand. It's we offer these services here. Mm-hmm. Just if and like I said, if we don't, we'll direct you where you need to go. We don't have an issue with that, and mm-hmm. just come ask, and we'll direct you. So.
Well, exciting news for the radiology department. That's just awesome.
It is. I'm real excited about it. We're actually really pumped up. It's really cool. I never thought I'd be doing this. Never. If you ask me, I never thought I'd be doing this, and it's amazing. I love it. There's
Good.
Nothing else like it out there.
Good. And you work with a great team of people. Lots of fun. And they are definitely compassionate souls who really want to help people.
Yeah, you gotta care for people and at the same time have some fun too, because you spend more time with these people than you do your own families.
That's true.
You know, and so you gotta have a great team. And it starts at the very top, you know. If you have a good, you know, leader, then that motivates you to do better, you know, do a better job. And like I said, no one's a one-man team. You got to have great people around you. You're not that awesome to think you're
right.
You're that good. It's just you have good people around you. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think if people haven't had a chance to go to the hospital and meet some of the new people there, or, you know, and people have moved around, and I know Kayla's over in the business office.
She is.
I know that. There were some tears probably shed, but she's doing a great job over there. And
she is doing very amazing. We were heartbroken. Like I said, I've worked with her 10 years. That's all I've ever known was Kayla. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, and I used to be her right-hand man. And I mean, we grew. She's seen me grow up from this little punk kid. I'm not much mature now, but. You know, it was heartbreaking to see her, but she's doing an amazing, amazing, mm-hmm. amazing job. And I also do indigent work. I'm the coordinator there.
Okay.
So I do both jobs. So if anyone needs help with their bills, if they meet the guidelines, there's help that we offer that will help out with x-rays, with lab work, you know, hospital stays, anything like that. Can assist with that also.
That's good.
If they meet the guidelines.
So if they have questions about that,
they can call
the business office.
Mm-hmm. And they can either transfer them to the radiology department or to my office, and we'll help as much as we can.
And you have Patty is now leading your ship.
She is, and she's done
and
a good job.
All this new technology.
She has, and she's done a very good job.
She got thrown in and has risen to the challenge.
Yes, she has, and it's been a joy to work with her. She's been really good.
Okay.
You know, she's done very good. It's hard to replace someone like Kayla. I mean, Kayla was amazing. She still is, don't get
right.
me wrong. And,
was. Sorry,
and,
Kayla.
And she still is.
Yes.
And Patty's stepped up to the plate. She really has. She's done an amazing job. She coordinates everything, so she's done a very, very, very good job. I'm glad.
That's good. Well, if, like I said, people, if you have not had an opportunity to go over there, take some time. If you know have a test that needs to be run, go over there, check them out.
Yes, there's
because there's been lots of change and lots of new added, and there's good stuff going on.
There is, and you can tell a difference. I'm not saying there is a problem in the past. I'm just saying with this new technology, you know, we get excited, mm-hmm. and of course, and so come check us out. Give us a chance to
and
earn your business.
A new roof. I mean,
yeah,
you know, all
J Ferg roof.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I think the hospital has a bright future ahead. I don't think we're in the position some of these other small hospitals. I think our CFO, Paul Gafford, has done an amazing, amazing job with our finances. You got to give it to that guy. He's done amazing.
Yeah. And y'all aren't just sitting still.
No,
you're progressing
no,
and getting new things and bringing in new programs. And I think that's what's going to set Brownfield apart, where Brownfield can stay open while some of these others are closing.
Right. So. And, you know, it's like they say, you may be doing something, but you may not be moving forward. You know, you can be sitting at in the same spot, and luckily we're moving, but we're moving up and into the, you know, the future, and not just moving and staying in the same spot. And that's the real exciting thing about the hospital.
That is good. Well, Daniel, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's
been
a joy.
It's exciting to hear about changes and new things happening at the hospital. But want to make sure everybody knows, if they want to take advantage of the new opportunity for 3D in Brownfield, call the business office. And we'll get a brochure put up on the website.
Yes, please. Please do.
And that way we'll have the information on Town Talk. And
thank y'all so much.
Get your 3D ultrasound.
That's
done.
That's awesome.
And that's so fun.
It is.
So
and
fun.
Please give us, you know, I urge the community to give us a chance to earn their business, to let them see there are changes. You know, we're excited about it. Let us earn your business, and instead of going to Lubbock.
Yeah, definitely. So, save the time and money.
That's right.
And let's keep the hospital open.
That's right.
We don't want to be one of the statistics.
No, we don't. We don't. So.
Definitely. Well, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having
me.
We
appreciate it. And join us again next time for more BRMC Health Spot.
Thanks for joining us on Health Spot. Have a suggestion about a future Health Spot segment? Contact us at healthspot@towntalkradio.com. The opinions expressed on this show are for educational and informational purposes only and are not intended as a diagnosis, treatment, or as a substitute for professional medical advice. Please consult your physician or healthcare professional for your specific healthcare or medical needs or concerns.